Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Thessalonians 3:2 says, not everyone has faith. This is something we presume too much about. We assume everybody's full of faith. Everybody has faith, and it is not true. And when you're questioning, and you're wondering, and you're wavering, you don't have faith for that. And that explains why it's not happening, and why it's not going to happen. But folk don't like it that plain. Do they? They don't like it that black and white. Millions prefer what I call no-fault religion. What do you mean by that? No matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. You just never know what God's going to do. Which is not a scripture, not a verse. I wish everybody's with me this morning. Now, you're not obligated to believe what I say, but if I'm reading verses and you're a Christian, you should believe these verses and you should be willing to turn loose of tradition. No matter how much you have thought it was God and the Word of God, when you see it's not, it's time to turn loose of it. It's time to turn loose. You know, we just always prayed and lifted up to God. Who said that was right? Let's get to the Bible. Let's do what the Bible says. When you pray, believe that you receive it. Believe that you take it. And then you go have it. Can you get excited about having it? Then we need to get excited about believing we receive it. Because that happens before we have it. Before we experiencing it. Oh, thank God. Somebody say precious faith. Precious faith. You hear people say sometimes, well, I just can't believe that. I heard all that, but I just can't believe. I'm trying to, but I can't believe that. That is not true. I can't believe is not true. That's an inaccurate statement. What is believing? We've looked it up before. We've talked about it. To have faith and to believe is the same thing. It means to be persuaded of something. It means to be convinced and to have confidence in something. And it is a choice. Somebody say choice. 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 If I tell you something and I'm sincere and you look at me and say, Keith, I'm sorry, but I just can't believe that. Is that true that you can't believe what I told you? No, no. You have chosen not to believe me. Could you have chosen to believe me? Yeah. Well, I hadn't seen it. How would I know it's true? Well, if you saw it and felt it, it wouldn't be a matter of believing it. When you haven't seen it and you haven't felt it, then you just have to decide whether you believe it or whether you don't. Say it out loud. Faith. Believing is a choice. So when people say, I can't believe, that's not true. They have chosen not to believe. And when people say, well, now, you know, I've heard all that about that healing, but I'm just not sure. What about this? And what about what we've always said? And what about what the old song said? And, you know, Aunt Mildred always believed this. And what is it obvious? You, as of yet, have chosen not to believe it. And that'll keep you out. And that would explain why you're not receiving. But could you choose to believe it? Let's go back to the new birth. If we preach that Jesus came and he paid the price for our sins, and we got a bunch of folk that's not born again, and you talk to one of them, and they're under conviction, and you say, don't you want to give your heart to the Lord? And they say, well, You know, I've been to college. And I have degrees. And I've read books by famous philosophers and different schools of thought. And I've studied the different religions of the world. And I'm just too educated to use religion and need religion as a crutch, like a lot of you poor ignorant people do. And I just can't believe that with all the intelligence I have. No, what's the reality? God has said something. And you have chosen not to believe it. And it is serious. And you can play games with yourself and you can think it's okay, but you basically are calling God a liar. And it will not go well with you. And you will not receive and you will not experience miracles and you'll discount it and try to explain it all away. But all the while, life will not be good for you and you will not experience the glorious things that we're talking about because it only follows them that believe. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you choose to believe?
Yes, sir.
Can you choose to believe that you received something that God told you that He bought and paid for you in Jesus? Can you choose to believe it? No matter what you see, no matter what you feel, you say, I choose to believe it. We hadn't been to heaven. We hadn't seen Jesus face to face. We hadn't seen God sitting on the throne. We got no physical evidence that we can convince unbelievers with. Shouldn't try. It's not my job to prove anything to anybody. It's my job to believe it myself and live it myself and proclaim it. And you have to decide whether you believe it or not. But even though I have not seen it, that's what Peter talks about. Though we haven't seen Him, we love Him and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, and we receive the end of our faith. Even our full salvation. Hallelujah. We chose to believe. How many have chosen to believe? You ain't been there. You haven't seen it. But you believe there is a throne where the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, He's sitting right there. And at His right hand is a man. A resurrected man. The Son of God. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. I ain't been there. I hadn't seen Him. But He's there. And He's coming again. And He's my Savior. And He's your Savior. Hadn't seen it. But I have chosen to believe it. Can you believe it? Yeah, anybody can believe it. If you choose to. And I have chosen to. Somebody say me too.
Me too.
Oh, makes you want to shout. Because it's true. It's true. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Faith is precious. Can it really be that simple? It has always been. We tell people who don't know the Lord, just come receive Him. Just come receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Confess Him as your Lord. Receive forgiveness of sin. And receive cleansing and remission. Receive new life. Can they just stand up and say, okay, I receive Him? And in that action and saying, does something actually happen inside them? Are they not born again? Which is a far greater miracle than any healing of anybody. Can it happen just like that? Yes. Well, if we believe that about the greatest miracle of all, why wouldn't we believe it about a healing? Or something else. It works exactly the same way. Somebody say, I believed I've received Jesus. I believe I received forgiveness of sin. I can believe I receive wisdom. I can believe I receive needs met. I can believe.
I receive.
Healing.
Healing.
The same way.
Same way.
Same way. Jesus taught on this, didn't He? Specifically. When people came, you know, they brought the four men, brought the man lame up on the rooftop, and they let him down. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And oh, the religious leaders got mad and got upset and said, "Who can forgive sin? Who does he think he is?" And they're still saying that about sons of God that stand up in their rights and privileges today. Who do they think they are? Well, the problem is they hadn't found out who they are. We're nobody in ourselves, but in Him, we are somebody.
Amen.
And we have something.
Yes, sir.
And we can do something.
Yes, sir.
In Him.
Amen.
He said, "Son, your sins be forgiven you." And they scoffed and mocked and got upset. Well, then what did He say? Well, which one is easier? Which one is easier? To say your sins are forgiven? Or to say, "Rise, take up your bed and walk"? So He went right on and said, "Go ahead, take up your bed and walk." And He did. Is it that simple? Is it that easy? Can you receive a miracle just as quick as you could receive being forgiven of your sins? Then why don't we see more of it happening? We see some, but why don't we see it as widespread and as easy and quick as people being born again? Because we've been taught this about being born again for centuries. We have not been taught this for centuries about how to get healed. But it's coming. I said it's coming. And our faith is coming up. And we're getting to the place where it's just as easy for us to believe for a blind eye to be open or a deaf ear to be open as somebody to come to the altar and get born again. Just as confident. Just as ready. Oh, hallelujah. It is happening. We are coming up. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and we are hearing it, and it is happening. Yes, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now look with me in Matthew 8. We're going to receive communion today. And communion represents everything we've been talking about. But I want you to see something that I think will make you shout the rest of the day. Right here, I want you to look at both Matthew 8. And we're going to turn right from there to 1 Peter 2. Matthew 8 and 1 Peter 2. There's a lot of talk about faith where there is not much faith. Faith is real. And when you believe, it's real. And you get results. And again, people are not getting results and they're making excuses. And it is not complicated. It is simply lack of faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Believe You Receive, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1303H. That's R-1303H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.